Alun Wad, composer, bass player and vocalist. Hello.
Hello.
What is it about jazz that you so appreciate?
It's like a tree. You know, the roots is from Africa. The tree was born in the United States, but the flower is coming from Europe. That's mean jazz. So I think jazz is something we all share together all around the world. But the roots is from Africa. I think jazz is the most positive thing in the 60s and 70s story in the world. Yeah, that's the most important thing the human create, because it was a really hard time for the black people, for humanity.
We're listening to Pharaoh's Dance. It's from your new album, African Fast Food. And it's one of the tracks where we can really hear your bass playing come to the fore. Why did you get into bass?
Why bass? Well, so, you know, in the Senegalese or African music, this instrument in the bass is very present, because the African music is bold with great rhythms, many rhythm session, drums, percussion, then bass. That's the basis of the African music. Then when I was younger, in the 80s, I loved to listen the music from Detroit, like Motown. The best player was James Jamerson. And Senegalese music also, or Bob Marley, the reggae music. Always the bass was there. I think that's why I chose this instrument. But my first instrument was piano. The second was guitar and drums also. But I say drums is too heavy and expensive, then I choose the bass.
Tell us a bit more about how you got into music when you were a child in Dakar.
I was surrounded by music. At home and all over in the street, always music and all around music. My father was a musician. He was an officer in the Senegalese armies. He studied in France in the 70s, Conservatoire de Paris.
So really trained in classical music.
Exactly, classical music. That's why I know also some little stuff from the classical formation.
And what did your parents think about the fact that rather than going into classical music, you opted for bass guitar, which clearly will not have its place in an orchestra?
No, first of all, my mother, she wasn't happy to let me play music, because, you know, in the 70s and 60s, this African or Senegalese musician, they were just like, you know, rolling songs. It was really rock and roll or very dirty stuff, sorry. That's why I didn't agree. But with my father was really easy, because he was a musician. Then he let me also to choose the music I want to do. You know, jazz music or African Senegalese music or this kind of music, yeah, I was allowed to do.
African fast food, coming and thankful for the saka saka, drink my water, coconut water, drink it, mulu mulu. African fast food, coming and thankful for the saka saka, drink my water, coconut water, drink it, mulu mulu.
Third album is called African Fast Food. That's an intriguing title.
The last, yeah. In Africa, we have this kind of restaurant like Maki in Ivory Coast or Klando in Senegal, all this. Then everywhere we can find a lot of people inside of this restaurant, and everyone can talk. It can be political things or sport or musical, everything, or about the society.
So you mean it's a very open place?
Yeah, it's an open place. When we recorded this album, each musician has to give an idea about the album. Sometimes I ask to the drummer, I ask to the keyboard player. I did it with the piano player, who's called Leo Genovese. He's from Argentina. All these mixes give me the way to call this album African Fast Food.
You mentioned then the pianist is from Argentina, Leo Genovese, the trumpetist Renaud Gensan is from Madagascar.
Exactly.
Mokhtar Sabah, he's playing drums, he's of Moroccan Senegalese
exactly.
Descent. And the percussionist Andriano Dede Tenorio is from Brazil. Exactly. So it's a very, very cosmopolitan ensemble, isn't it? And you've also drawn on the vocals of the Nigerian singer Kuku, who's now based here in France, and the French rapper Oxmo Puccino, who sings on this song, How Many Miles?
How Many Miles?
How Many Miles? La réponse est simple, donne-la-moi, je l'accroche au cintre. J'atteste que tout projet prend l'eau. Quand on voit que l'affiche et son nom en gros, ah, bosse ton instrument, et dans 20 ans, tu sauras qui c'est Vincent Segal. Écrire des lignes et des millions, choisir un argument lorsqu'un refrain s'égare. On le sirote comme de l'alcool fort, sans les jouer toutes, juste et les bonnes notes que tu chaloupes. Excellence, c'est voyage dans les confins de l'excellence.
This song I read for Miles Davis, but I wanted to find a real name, a funny name. How many miles? Like how many miles to go there? How many miles to catch Miles Davis? How far away to go or to understand the Miles Davis music?
Has he influenced you, Miles Davis?
Yeah, a lot, yeah. But it's different to which period of Miles Davis. I love Miles Davis, the kind of blue period. And I love Miles Davis with his collaboration with Gil Evans.
Sketches of Spain.
Exactly, Sketches of Spain. And then I love Miles Davis with, of course, with Marcus Miller in the 80s also.
On the song Mam Falu, we can hear you singing.
Exactly.
It has a very spiritual, religious feeling to it, even though I cannot understand what you're saying.
Right. Yeah, it's spirit sounds. You know, when I was young, I did a lot of Quranic songs in the mosque or at home with another young boys. Then we did it every Friday and every Wednesday also. Then it's a part of Senegal. This is, of course, it's Muslim, but it's a Mouridine. This Mourid is a confrere in Senegal. The head of the confrere is Sheikh Ahmadou Bamba. And Mam Falu, he's a son of Sheikh Ahmadou Bamba. And he did a lot of things for the humanity, for the Senegalese people. If you are Christian or Muslim, yeah, or Jewish also, for everybody.
So a very inclusive religious figure.
Exactly, yeah. It's a tribute to him.
And you singing in Wolof?
Yeah, I sing in Wolof. But the kind of way I sing is like Arabic way.
On one of the other pieces, it's called Afua. We can hear a strong Afro-Cuban influence.
Exactly.
When did you first hear Cuban music?
In Dakar, because at that time, in the 80s, I remember, in Dakar we had only one radio station. And every Sunday in the morning, they play only Cuban music. No choice, only one radio station. That was the music of my parents or my uncle. They always listened to Cuban music.
I read that you recorded on cassette at home some of that Cuban music so that you could listen to it again and again.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You listened to them so much that they got worn out and you had to use your sister's nail varnish to try and give them a really longer funny. Life.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, my sisters were singers also, were musicians, but now I think I'm the only one who played music in the family.
Ah, sister, I love Basoro. I will be here by Basoro. I will be here by you.
You're now more or less based here in Paris. What contact do you still have with your native Dakar?
Well, I still have a contact. You know, Paris is like Africa. We can find Algerian, Tunisian, Caribbean, Senegalese, Malian. Yeah, that's why I think we are very lucky to live in Paris, because we're still connected with Africa, because it's not really far. Then we can make a lot of connection. I did more connection in Paris with African musicians than I was in Africa. It's easier for me to find Malian, Cameroonian, or Tunisian in the same time in Paris than in Dakar. Yeah. One by year I go to Senegal for playing.
Once a year.
Yeah, once. And playing just one or two concerts.
And is there a jazz club in Dakar like you have Le Lombard or the Sunset here in Paris?
Fortunately not. We have some jazz club, but it's not really the same vibe, because it's not the same musical quality, you know, and it's not the same sound system. But we still have some restaurant or some club in Senegal. Yeah, then now we have it more and more in Dakar, and the new generation can very exposed and play some different place.
So are you popular?
Popular is really relative. I think it depends from where till where. Maybe I'm popular at home or in my neighborhoods or in my block. But I'm trying to do my music very well, then it can still alive for 30 years or 50 or 100 years.
I do hope so. Alain Ouad, thanks very much. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.